Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we have Tony Bender, columnist, author, and the owner-publisher of the Wishick Star and Ashley Tribune.
Well, I think your listeners are going to want to know what happened with the protest. So I'm going to tell you this. This march began of about 300 people going up 2 miles. I think the march, most people thought they were going up to where the pipeline crosses the road, 1806 in North Dakota, the one that's been blockaded. But the day before, on Friday, the tribe had filed papers in federal court showing that this site just to the west of the road had cultural significance. It was a burial spot, 27 graves and some things that were so rare that they were not recorded in North Dakota archaeological history. This is my understanding of it. So this was filed on a Friday. By Saturday, they had moved the bulldozers, I've heard, several different distances, 12, 15, 20 miles. But the fact is, they moved from a site that they were working to this site, and they leveled it. They leveled what would be equivalent of bulldozers coming into your community and driving through the cemetery and leveling it. That is essentially, as I see it, what happened. So the protesters knocked down the fence, and they chased the bulldozers and the workmen back. There was one little scuffle between a workman and a protester. My son was at the lead. This is what he told me and what I saw in his video. There was some mace applied to the protesters, but they kept pushing the bulldozers off the land. They really destroyed so much of this land. They pushed them back, and then there were security guards. This really seems like it was a setup. I think, you know, there was a helicopter overhead filming this from the pipeline. There was another small plane. I don't know whose plane that was. But I really think this was provoked. I think they were trying to create bad actions by the protesters. The protesters, once they faced off with the 14 security guards and 6 attack dogs, they were maced. And then, and I cannot see in any film where violence was precipitated by the protesters. Like with any group, there are some that are not necessarily going to walk in step. But they turned the dogs loose. They pushed the crowd back with the dogs, but the people really wouldn't give. And there were people that fought back. They hit the dogs with sticks. One of the dogs did get loose. I believe bit a girl. There were 6 bites, I think. This dog went after a horse. The horse kicked him. The dog was hurt. And eventually, the protesters drove them back. Finally, the security retreated. I saw one picture of a security guy being pushed up against a pickup, and I saw one of the protesters spreading his arms wide. This is a guy who had been maced earlier, spreading his arms wide to protect him. So I think, you know, had they really wanted to do harm, those many protesters could have done it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tony Bender, author, columnist, and owner-publisher of the Wishick Star and Ashley Tribune, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.